The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, Text 22. Prachoditayena pura Saraswati. Vitinvata jasya satin sprutim hridi. Svalakshana pradur bhakti lasyata. Samirishina vrishabha prasidata. Prachoditayena pura Saraswati. Vitinvata jascha satim smritim hridi. Salakshana pradur bhukti la satya. Samorshina mrashabha prasidatam. Prachoditayena pura Saraswati. Vitinvata jasya satim smritim hridi. Svalakshana pradur bhutlikya lasyata. Samirishina mrishabha prasiddhata. Mataji's. Prachodita, inspired, ena, by whom? Pura, in the beginning of creation, Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Vitanvata, amplified, Ajasya, of Brahma, the first created living being, Satim Smritim, potent memory. Hridi, in the heart. Swa, in his own. Lakshana, aiming at. Pradurvata, was generated. Kila, as if. Ashyata, from the mouth. Saha, he. Me, unto me. Rishinam, of the teachers. Rishabha, the chief. Prasaditam, be pleased. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within His heart and inspired Him with full knowledge of creation and of His own Self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. Purport. As we have already discussed here in after, the Lord as the super soul of the living being, from Brahma to the insignificant ant, endows all with the required knowledge potent in every living being. A living being is sufficiently potent to possess the knowledge from the Lord in the proportion of 50/64 or 78% of the full knowledge acquirable. Since the living being is constitutionally part of the parcel of the Lord, he is unable to assimilate all the knowledge that the Lord possesses Himself. In the conditioned state, the living being is subject to forget everything after change of body, known as death. This potent knowledge is again inspired by the Lord from within the heart of every living being, and it is known as the awakening of knowledge, for it is comparable to awakening from sleep or unconsciousness. This awakening of knowledge is under the full control of the Lord, and therefore we find in the practical world different grades of knowledge in different persons. This awakening of knowledge is neither an automatic nor material interaction. The supply source of the Lord Himself, Diyam Pati, for even Brahma is also subject to His regulation of the Supreme Creator. In the beginning of the creation, Brahma born first without any father and mother, because before Brahma there were no other living being. Brahma is born from the lotus which grows from the abdomen of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and therefore he is known as Aja. This Brahma or Aja is also living being, part and parcel of the Lord. But being the most pious devotee of the Lord, Brahma is inspired by the Lord to create subsequent to the main creation by the Lord. Through the agency of the material nature, therefore, neither material nature nor Brahma is independent of the Lord. The material scientist can merely observe the reactions of the material nature without understanding the direction behind such activity. As a child can see the action of electricity without any knowledge of powerhouse engineers. The imperfect knowledge of the material scientist is due to poor fund of knowledge. The Vedic knowledge was therefore first impregnated within Brahma, and it appears that Brahma described the Vedic knowledge. Brahma is undoubtedly the speaker of Vedic knowledge, but actually he was inspired by the Lord to receive such transcendental knowledge, as it directly descends from the Lord. The Vedas are therefore called apaurusheya, or not imparted by any created being. Before the creation, the Lord was there, Narayana para vyaktar, and therefore the words spoken by the Lord are vibration of transcendental sound. There is a gulf of difference between the two qualities of sound, namely prakrita and aprakrita. The physicist can deal only with the prakrita sound, or sound vibrated in the material sky, and therefore we must know that the Vedic sounds recorded in symbolic expressions cannot be understood by anyone within universe unless and until one is inspired by the vibration of the supernatural, natural, aprakata sound which descends in the chain of disciplic succession. From the Lord to Brahma, from Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyasa, and so on. No mundane scholar can translate or reveal the true import of Vedic mantra, hymens. They cannot be understood unless one is inspired or instituted by the authorized spiritual master. The original spiritual master is the Lord himself, and the succession comes down through this source of parampara, as clearly stated in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So unless one receives the transcendental knowledge from the authorized parampara, one should be considered useless. Vipalamata. Even though one may be greatly qualified in the mundane advancement of arts or science, Sukadeva Goswami is praying from the Lord by dint of being inspired from within by the Lord, so that he could rightly explain the facts and figures of creation as inquired by Maharaj Parikshit. A spiritual master is not a theoretical speculator like the mundane scholar, but is Shrotaniyam Brahmanishtam. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, I seek the blessing from all of you.
Actually, this verse is showing that whatever the knowledge we are having, especially here it is showing the Brahma's knowledge.
Brahma is having 78% full knowledge. So, the full knowledge of 100% is having, Krishna is having. So, there is something lacking in that knowledge. So, still he is so pious, he gets the portfolio of creation. Brahma is getting the portfolio of creation. It's the biggest job he is doing. So, I wanted to say about that the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's written by Rupa Goswami, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the knowledge. He gave one bindu of the Rasamrita Sindhu. One bindu he gave to Rupa Goswami. With that, entire thing has become a big, big ocean. Big ocean means Rasamrita Sindhu. It has become Sindhu. By small bindu, it has become a big Sindhu. Because it is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he got all the knowledge. All the knowledge he got. That is why the different knowledges are there. Ultimately, there are different knowledge for the soul. Different. Everybody has got their knowledge. Everybody has got their explanations. And it is given by Lord. Every knowledge is given by God. Lord is impregnated from the heart of the everyone. So there is a knowledge of thing. The main thing is that humility. Humility, you won't get it by this academical knowledge, big science and arts and all. You don't get it. See this, Trinadapi Sunishchena, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Trinadapi Sunishchena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadina, Kirtaniya, Sadari. See, you have to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, give all respect to others, don't expect any respect. In that stage, you can continuously chant the holy name. You can continuously chant. Otherwise, you can't chant. So, though this is a very difficult job. Humble than the blade of grass. Kaisa reh sakta hai? It's very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Actually, even this can be done. This is possible. Practically, it is possible. By conditioned soul, only by Parampara's mercy. Parampara's mercy it is possible. Spiritual master's mercy, Parampara's mercy, it is possible. We can practice Trinadapi Sunishchena, otherwise it is not possible. Parampara's mercy is needed. This is transcendental knowledge. This knowledge is transcendental. Now, see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he was a Nimai, small boy. He was a grammar teacher. That time one debate competition purpose on Keshav Kashmiri has come. He was Digvijay Pandit. He is well known with all the knowledge. So, he was searching for the person. He comes to Nimai. In evening time, he has come. It was near Ganges. Nimai was with some of his friends. But this Keshav Kashmiri said, "You are Nimai? So I wanted to have argument, debate competition with you. So it's okay, we'll do it tomorrow," Nimai said. No, but I want it. Then Nimai said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Then you glorify Ganga with some of your slokas." So immediately in the wind speed, he glorified Ganga's about 100 slokas. Because he was the strong believer of mother Saraswati. So she was there in his tongue. So he just said that 100 slokas in wind speed. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai said, there is something defect in your 70th sloka. So he was surprised. With the, I said in a wind speed, how this person could notice this. So, and how? Then, immediately he was trying to arguing, but he was speechless, he could not speak. The boys just started laughing and Nimai said, no laughing. He is tired, he will say that. But then he said, if you are tired, we can discuss this tomorrow. Don't worry. So he was speechless. He could not speak anything. Nothing. His tongue was not moving at all. So very sad way he goes. And he goes back to his home and he was crying. Mother Saraswati, you did like this? Why I couldn't get that right thing? Why I couldn't I become speechless? The mother said, you know, with whom you are speaking? He was my master. You cannot argue anything with him. That requires humility. You are having a proud type of knowledge. That doesn't work with him. So you do one thing. This will not help you. You just go tomorrow morning and give obeisances and ask forgiveness from him. He will set right you properly. He is my master. He is the Supreme Lord. So he understood the thing because he was pride. He was having, there was no humility. So next morning, early morning he came and he gave dandavas to Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked forgiveness. So he said, the humility is number one. And the devotion will come only with the humility. Otherwise, no use of devotion. So he gave him the blessing. And then after that, he has stopped his Digvijaya system. He has become a great devotee. So same way, the pride doesn't work. Especially that Trinadapi Sunishchena Tarorapi Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadar. It is very, we feel very... always hearing that, but to become that, it is a very tough job. Same way, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was encyclopedia for all the shastras. He was knowing everything. Naistika Brahmachari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's son, very wonderful person, Vimal Prasad. So, his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, if you want initiation, you must go to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. You must take from him. Actually, this man is a well, highly educated, encyclopedia of all shastras, all the things he knows. And this Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is illiterate. He was not knowing how to write his name also. But he had pure devotion. So he comes there, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he comes there, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is neglecting, he is not talking with him. There is something he should ask now, you are Bhakti Vinod Thakur's son, you are so and so, nothing, you are Naishika Brahmachari, nothing he has asked, nothing, no. So, he was saying, I don't think this initiation system will go on with Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Like that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was taking. And he just went back. And he said to his father, I don't think it will go well with him. Because he is not talking only. He is neglecting, you know. I don't think I can take initiation from him. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, either do or die, you must take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji only. Then he comes back. And he was crying. Because he had lots of knowledge. But those knowledge, that doesn't work for spiritual advancement. Finally, he was on the point of committing suicide if you are not giving me initiation. So, finally, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji gives him initiation. He says, I am not against for anything of your knowledge, but spiritual knowledge is separate. That doesn't have, that here it is given. Even if academically a person is does PhD or in science and arts, that doesn't have anything, any importance for the spiritual knowledge. Bhakti is different from that. Bhakti is quite different. So, even he was illiterate, but he had pure devotion, sir. That is quite different from academical education and all. So, even Srila Prabhupada, he had been to Boston, MIT. There are so many departments are there in MIT. There is communication department, electronics department, metallurgy, mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, so many things, so many departments are there, MIT, Boston, engineering department, this department. And they are showing to Prabhupada all these departments, these are all our department. We are improving the boys, giving the knowledge. Prabhupada said, have you got the knowledge of soul? Knowledge for the soul, spirit soul? No. That department is not there? No. Prabhupada said, I have that department. Giving the knowledge for the soul. That is the topmost knowledge. Giving the knowledge, giving the importance for the soul. Soul knowledge. So, this soul knowledge is that humility, compassion, bhaktya mam abhijananti. Devotional service, that comes. Yeah. And that devotion service, we have to learn from God. The humility we have to learn from God. Now you see, Lord is preparing everything. He is giving, what He is giving? Water, rain, sunlight, all the flowers, fruits. Everything is given by God. Everything is given, right? Nothing is they are getting from anywhere. Everything is given by God, right? So, He is not writing anything. It is, copyright is not allowed. He is not writing any name on that. Suppose some flower is made by Krishna. Nothing He is giving. He is having such a humility, highest humility. He goes on giving. Or suppose if we do something, we wanted some name should be written. This is made by that. Suppose some money is given, the name should be written. But whereas Krishna never had. Everything is by his manufacturing. That's why the Lord is having highest humility. That is the greatness of the Lord. He is giving oxygen. Otherwise, within few seconds, we'll be off. Oxygen is given. Have you got any? He is not writing that so much oxygen you have taken, so much bill to be given. No, nothing. So Lord is kept some of the important portfolio with Him only. Oxygen portfolio, water portfolio, rain, everything. Important portfolio. Suppose oxygen is if that oxygen portfolio if is not with the Lord. CTS with some private party, they could stop one side of oxygen if they are angry with some thing, you know. The oxygen is not there. Like that, no. And Lord is giving everything for every living being. All living being He is giving. Krishna is protecting everyone. And everything comes from Krishna. See, suppose earlier we have antenna, na? TV antenna, radio antenna, the frequency comes and it catches the receiver, radio TV. But, what is the antenna? Antenna, what is the antenna of spiritual life? What is the antenna? You are getting it from parampara. But what is the antenna? The antenna is Trinadapi Sunishchena. Trarurapi Saishnuna. Amanina Manadena Kirtanyasara. It has to come from parampara. Then you will get that humility. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said on Jagannath Puri Yatra, see, Trinadapi Sunishchena, Tarorapi Saishnuna, Amanida, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the most important rule, sutra for devotion. But how we get it? We get it from parampara system, with sincerely taking shelter of the parampara. From spiritual master. There you will get it. Otherwise it is impossible. You have done so many graduations, so many things, so many qualifications. You will never get it. You will never get it. That is why it is said, vipala, vipala, useless. Every knowledge is useless if it is. There is no devotion in that. The humility is unmatchable. It's very easy to hear that you have to become humbler than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and giving all the respect to others, not to expect any respect. This is a very high stage. So, the humility, there is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really gave it. It comes from parampara system. That's why it is given Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyasadev. Like that parampara system, it has no changing. It has been given exactly as it is. No speculation. Devotion service is like that. And the in this humility side, and also it was in Siddha Bakul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come there, and Haridas Thakur was staying there. Siddha Bakul, Rupa Goswami, he just took some tadpatra to write something. He has written that, Lord, you have given me one mouth, one tongue, and 2 ears. If you could have been given me millions of ears, millions of tongues, I would have been relished this holy name like anything. This he wrote and just kept it somewhere in that place of that shelter. Somewhere he has kept. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he kept open it, he just took it that. And he took it and he just started reading. You have given me one tongue and 2 ears, that is not sufficient. Like, if you have grown millions of tongue, millions of ears, I would have been released this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. How great Rupa Goswami was there. He was calling Haridas Thakur. Haridas, do you know what Rupa has written? He wanted millions of ears and millions of tongues. He could have released it. See his conscious. You know this? So, Haridas Thakur said, I am chanting 3 lakhs names, but I could not have that sort of experience for me. Rupa Goswami is really a good devotee. I am very sorry. He was saying that. He is a good devotee. Then the same thing, he takes it to the temple next day. That he was showing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and Swarup Damodar. You know what Rupa Goswami has written? Whatever the tongue and the ear he has got, it is less. He wanted millions of tongues and millions of ears so that he can relish that. So they were all very happy. And he, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, unless you are within his heart, Lord, he can't write this. He can't think about it. His conscience cannot be. Because you are within his heart. That is the possibility. So, there you can understand, there should not be, they don't have any envious nature. They don't have any envious nature. That is a real humility. Real humility. So, Haridas Thakur, he was Brahma. Brahma Vimohan Leela, you all know that story. I don't want to explain that. So, when Krishna, with the cowherd boys and calves, he was there in that. Brahma said, whether this person is really, really a god? Because he is having remnants and all, he is not the god at all. He had a doubt. So he made the calves and cowherd boys in a safer place with Yoga Nidra. He put them in Yoga Nidra. And Krishna was knowing. And Krishna did an expansion of all the cowherd boys, all the calves. So, he did an expansion. That day, Balaram has not gone there. That was Krishna was doing everything. All the cowherd boys, all the calves, they are expansion of Krishna, all Krishna. So, this was the thing Brahma could not understand. He comes after 1 year, then even those sleeping calves and cowherd boys are there. They are in Yoga Nidra. In here, these are all people are there. They are showing four-handed calves and cowherd boys. So then he understands he is the Supreme Lord. And he does. He has to do some atonement. He is asked with Krishna that let me take a birth in untouchable thing. That is Haridas Thakur. Because of that, atonement is needed. So that same Haridas Thakur, he was doing 3 lakh names, and in Siddha Bakul, he comes there and he asks for, give me a place. He was not touching anyone. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him a place. Here you sit and you can watch Chakra, Jagannath Chakra, and you can chant the holy name. And he brings a bakul stick and he puts it there and it becomes a bakul tree. And the Siddha Bakul it is called. And you know what happens? There was Mahaprakash Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahaprakash Leela in Navadvip. And that time, he called Haridas Thakur. He was calling everyone. And he is called Haridas Thakur. He said, Haridas, you know you were in trouble. 22 marketplaces, people were beating you. You know that? Yes. You know, that time I covered you. Without you are not knowing me. I covered you completely and I took that beatings. So he shows his back and all the marks are there. So seeing that, Haridas Thakur is fainted. This is the Lord who has taken this. And then Haridas asked something. And he said, I do not want anything. I don't want anything. Anything, material, nothing. No, still you ask. Then, you know what Haridas Thakur asked? I have to become a dog in a house of Vaishnava. So that remnants of that Vaishnava, that dog can have. You give me that benediction. See, the Brahma has become to Haridas Thakur. From see what benediction he asked. And 3 lakh names he was chanting. See the end of humility, where it goes. There we have to understand. So, actually in Jagannath Puri, Siddha Bakul, Haridas Thakur was saying, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu early morning goes to visit Jagannath Puri and he takes some prasadam from there and second visit he does to Haridas Thakur. He gives that prasadam. That entire prasadam, he stays there. No other prasadam. First he is meeting the Lord Jagannath and second he is meeting the devotee Haridas Thakur. So, actually Haridas Thakur was not well like, so he was asking Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, what is wrong with you? You are not well? So he says, no. I am perfectly well. My body is not allowing me to chant the holy name. 3 lakhs name I am chanting, it is not allowing me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all right. No matter if you doesn't chant 3 lakhs names. If it quantity is less, it doesn't matter. What doesn't matter? I got the body to chant the holy name. Now the body is not supporting. I don't want to keep this body. I wanted to quit it. I wanted to quit it tomorrow in front of you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can you do that? No. I'll quit it. You come tomorrow, I'll quit this body. For the body, I got it for chanting the holy name, that it is not supporting for that. I don't want that body. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can I live without you, Haridas? Then he says, if a mosquito dies, what difference it will make for you, Lord? See that humility. This is such humility. The birth of is from the untouchable family. See that humility there. Now, mosquito, he becomes a mosquito. He wanted to touch that difference. Otherwise, I am such and such thing. You know? See the degree of that humility. You know? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted 2 main people, especially for this. Then he starts the thing. 2 main people. One is that Prakash Ananda Saraswati, Mayavadis. He had 60,000 disciples at Varanasi. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be there, they all Mayavadis used to criticize him. What is this dancing? What is this young sannyasi is doing? The others were feeling very bad. The favorable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were feeling very bad. They were asking that one day he should go and meet them. And that was the time. So there was a program when Grahastha Brahman, Maharashtrian, he calls all the sannyasis one day, big sannyasis, the 60,000 people and this Prakash Ananda Saraswati. And he gives invitation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes there. I'll come. So he goes there. These were people who are sitting in a high platform, all the sannyasis, big platform. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just goes there and he looks at them from down. He gives dandavat. He gives dandavat and then he goes to the place where hand washing, feet washing place is there. So they were washing that. And he was sitting there on his in the side. Then Prakashananda Saraswati said, Sripad, you don't sit there. You come and sit with us. This is not your place, please. No. This is for smaller sannyasis. This is the place. This is a lower class sannyasis. This is the place. No. He, Prakashananda Saraswati came back and took him in hand and just took him. Took him and made him to sit there. And there he was asking, why do you dance and do that? Why don't you associate with us? We are reading all big, big shastras. And why don't you accompany with us? Why don't you be there? And why don't you have our association? So,
And you can very easily go for big slokas, mantras, tantras and all. So he said, my Guru Maharaj said, I am fool number one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my Guru Maharaj said, I am fool number one. I cannot have all this big this mantras. And real transformation is there was an effulgent entire like thousands of suns in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has shown that effulgence. When my Guru Maharaj said, I have to chant the holy name. Yare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the highest Vedanta. I don't want anything. Suppose you read only Vedanta, you'll get puffed up. This, I have to be very, very humble and I should have a real humility. Then only I can do this, chant this holy name. Trinadapi sunischena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. Suppose if I have Vedanta with big slokas, I get puffed up. I am a big sannyasi. Here it's not there. So, the chanting make me like a madman. That's why I jump, I dance, I laugh sometimes. That type of things. But I am very happy. And chanting the holy name, I get Krishna Prema. So that effulgence they saw about thousands of suns. So immediately they shocked. Because they are thinking that with their Vedanta and all, we are big sannyasis and sitting on a big place. This man is dancing here and there, is with many people. So he is having the real, he was relishing everything. And then they saw this effulgence, immediately they all transformed. This first transformation of 60,000 sannyasis of Prakashananda, they got transformed. This is the Lord's highest mercy on them. And second is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And it was very difficult job. But remaining, giving association to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because he said, you are a young sannyasi. I wanted to teach you something, how to be for 8 days you take training from me, like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took training. He was there sitting and he was giving class. And after the seventh day he is asking, did you understand anything? You are simply listening. So he said, Vedanta, you understand Vedanta? He said, Vedanta I understand, but whatever the Vedanta you spoke, that is like a sun under the cloud. I could not understand anything. So that's where he got very, very surprised. Nobody has given me such an answer. But finally, he showed him a Shadmukha, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That's why he's a Supreme Lord, he could realize that. So, the fine thing is that we may act like anything, but if we have any pride or no humility, we cannot come out. We cannot come out in devotional service. Devotional service required very pure devotion. Bhaktya mam abhijanat. Only by devotion, bhakti. And if you do some karmic reactions on so many other things, that will not help. So this is exactly we have to do the two types of things. Here we have to understand that only by chanting the holy name. He said only by chanting the holy name, everything will be procured. There's nothing to worry. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. Kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranya. By seeing that, everybody started chanting,
and all people have become real Vaishnavas. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this Trinadapi Sunischena. He is having the highest humility we have, will have by becoming that. So there is no question of popped up. Thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Is it okay? Perfect. To the topic. So many wonderful examples.